Hurricane Fiona, still a Category 1 as it made landfall in southwest Puerto Rico. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Fox Weather's hurricane specialist Brian Norcross looks at the expected rainfall.
The south side of the island and the east side, 12 to 16 inches of rain, up to 25 inches. The north side, significantly less, including the San Juan area, by the way, where most people live. So I guess that's a little bit of good news. But I'm afraid that on the south side, this is just going to be horrendous.
Hurricane Fiona knocking out power Sunday morning to the entire island. Its largest public hospital now running on generators. Outrage as new evidence emerges of war crimes in Ukraine in areas formerly occupied by Russian troops. Fox's Jeff Paul is in Kyiv.
The mayor of one of those newly liberated towns in the Kharkiv region says they just discovered a cellar that appears to be used by Russian forces. They characterize it not only as a prison, but a torture chamber. Those who've seen it say conditions there were absolutely awful and horrid. Rooms turned into makeshift prison cells with freshly welded bars to keep civilians who were captured from running. Some believe this is just one of the locations where the innocent were relentlessly interrogated before being killed and likely dumped elsewhere as a way to hide the evidence.
The General Prosecutor's Office of Ukraine reports more than 32,000 open war crime cases. King Charles and Queen Camilla hosted a reception at Buckingham Palace for world leaders ahead of Queen Elizabeth's funeral tomorrow. British Ambassador to the United States, Karen Pierce.
I feel very moved. A lot of the embassy here feel very likewise. And we have been so grateful for and also so moved by the affection and warmth we've had from the American people.
500 world leaders are expected at the funeral, creating what London's mayor calls an unprecedented security challenge. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Tucson, Arizona now is seeing Americans participating in fentanyl smuggling at the border. Fox's Bill Malugin.
5 brown bags of fentanyl, 5 pounds, were strapped to the body of a 15-year-old boy, a U.S. citizen who was on a shuttle bus going through a Border Patrol checkpoint and got caught. More than 20,000 fentanyl pills in those brown bags and another fentanyl bust in Arizona at the Nogales port of entry where CBP agents seized 6,000 of those colored rainbow fentanyl pills and another 20,000 traditional blue fentanyl pills, as well as 71 pounds of meth, all hidden in a smuggler's gas tank as he was trying to get into the U.S. And that's not all. Again, the Nogales, Arizona port of entry, an even bigger bust made by CBP agents. 276,000 fentanyl pills found in the spare tire of a smuggler's vehicle.
Since August, Customs and Border Patrol in Nogales seized almost 5 million fentanyl pills. Tuesday afternoon is the deadline for former President Trump's attorneys to respond to the Department of Justice.
The Justice Department's argument has been that appointing a special master to this case will slow their investigation down, which it has. When Judge Eileen Cannon decided Thursday to side with Trump's legal team and appoint a third-party attorney, she also put a halt on the DOJ's reviewing of documents seized from Mar-a-Lago until that review is complete. The Justice Department filed an appeal that next day, and Trump's team has until Tuesday to respond to that. It's also when both sides have to be in New York. They were called there for a preliminary conference with the new special master. Former federal prosecutor Raymond Deary will serve in that role. And despite the Justice Department opposing a special master, Deary as a candidate was agreed upon by both sides.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Deary has until November 30th to review the documents. And an apology from Post Malone to fans for cutting short a concert in St. Louis after an onstage accident sent him to the hospital. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.